Good afternoon. You're listening to Humane Society News, and this is Tina Ann.
Corey.
Well, we would like to first off thank our sponsors because we are able to come on and talk every Wednesday at 12:30 on the Humane Society News about the Fairfield Area Humane Society. Will you do the pleasures, please, Corey?
Sure. We are able to do this weekly thanks in part to Aqua Dogs and Sit Means Sit at 3110 West Fair Avenue here in Lancaster. They do boarding, grooming, dog training, all kinds of good stuff. So if you are needing someone to do that for you or interested, give them a call, 614-429-5021. And again, we're grateful to them. It gives us an opportunity to come on every week.
Yes, it does. And whenever Tina and I think I can say this on behalf of Corey, too, gets the chance to talk, we are always grateful for that, huh?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, so. We could probably do an hour show two times a day if we had the time.
There are so many subjects and topics in this world that you and I could definitely discuss and talk about.
Yep, so, yep, definitely.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful to do this. So I want to, how was your Halloween?
Halloween was good. Trick or treat was, I take the kids over to my parents' neighborhood over near Sanderson, and they were pretty pumped. My youngest one was, he's a vampire, and everyone kept calling him Count Dracula. And he said, "I'm not Count Dracula, I'm a vampire, Dad." I said, "Well, he was the original vampire, so that's where we're getting at." I had his face painted, his hair black. So, and then the oldest one was a Pokemon character, which really, I hate to say it, but it does resemble Speed Racer a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what some people were calling him. So he was getting frustrated, too. I said, "It doesn't matter. Look at the bag of candy you have, you know?"
Do you remember your first costume, Corey?
No, I don't. But I was looking through pictures of my kids' costumes. And there is a definite action figure character theme going on with with my kids. So, but I couldn't tell you what I ever dressed up as. I think once you have kids, it kind of, I don't know. Now I have their memories versus I don't remember what I was.
Well, we have a picture of, and I think it was my first costume, I would imagine it would have been. I was 5 in kindergarten, and my sister would have been 4, and I was Mickey Mouse, and she was Bozo the Clown. It's just hilarious. My mom did such a good job at dressing us up. And then in the years, you know, on, we were cowgirls and different things. But, yeah.
I do remember the major difference is that, well, like your mom and I know my parents as well, they really spent time and made the costumes.
Yes.
Everything. I do remember mom sitting down in front of the sewing machine and sewing, cutting out the patterns and stuff. These days, you just go somewhere and hurry up and buy something and call it a day. But the funniest ones I saw, I don't know if it was original or lazy. I can't decide. But these kids were walking around with kitchen cabinets, like, over their shoulders, which, give them credit, it's all hilly up there. So I was like, wow, you're walking around those. They're not light. But, you know, so it's fun to see that. And
it really is.
And get to do that.
My kids had a good time. So they, my son didn't really, he got a mask this year. He's not into it as much as he used to be. He's kind of getting out of it. And then I won't let him get a scary mask. So, but then we'll get on to the Humane Society here in a minute. But, and my daughter, of course, as long as she was a princess, she was happy. Had to have that crown. I could have probably put anything on her. As long as we put princess in the beginning, in the front of it, she'd have been happy. So it was good.
Princess whatever.
Princess whatever. She was Princess Peacock this year because her costume was kind of like a peacock.
Gotcha.
It was really, really cute. But yeah, we had a good time. So what's been happening? I know that you had a big event just over the weekend.
The last week was crazy because you had Trick or Treat, and then leading into my event this weekend, Cage for a Cause 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have to start out by, first of all, thanking everyone that did come out and say hi and helped us out. The whole point of it, if you hadn't heard before, you know, I locked myself in a dog kennel. It's a like a dog run metal cage that you'd see out in the backyard.
Some call it like an X pen.
Yeah, or a dog run. I mean, I'm not like folded up into a little black crate or anything, but
Well, no. Some people ask why not. I was hoping it was a large cage that you were in. I mean, to where you could at least stand up. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, it's an improvised cage for someone my size, and to stay in there until we raise $5,000. Last year was took 48 hours. This year took a little longer, but 53 hours. I have to say, you know, it's one of those. I had so many people, you know, people drive by in the parking lot because we're out in front of Carnival Foods, and you can see them giving you that weird look, like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then a lot of people would come up and realize that we didn't have any dogs in there, but the point was to take place of the animals that shouldn't be out in the cold, and people were amazed that we actually slept out there. My wife stayed with me the whole time, so we made up beds and at night, and actually the weather was fairly cooperative. It was sunny during the day, really pretty cold at night, but not too bad. And it wasn't windy like it was last year, so it was a little more bearable. But once that 48-hour mark hit, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home. Because I don't run home and shower or anything. I stick it out, so I was feeling gross.
I stopped in at the beginning, right after you first started. It was about 5:30 on Friday is when I had stopped in. And then Sunday, we were there Sunday afternoon. My husband, the kids, and I, we all stopped over. But I have to tell you with what I was... And I want to say this to everybody, if you're listening and you did stop by, there were so many of you that were out there that said, I wish I could give more. This is a little, it's not much. But every little bit counts and adds up. So,
right.
And that's what I want to, you know, what I'm going to say as they're walking away. But they do it so quickly, and that's not, it's not about what you can give. It's that you're giving.
Right. Giving and acknowledging that, hey, that's...
That we need it at the Humane Society.
Yeah, people say, well, so that's your job, you know, and then they were even more shocked when I tell them, hey, that's... I came up with the idea, so I don't have anyone to blame but myself for sitting out there and doing that. And that, it's a little extreme versus any other fundraising that you see other places do or even that I do throughout the year, but I think it's necessary. And we talked to a lot of great people, and a lot of people would just stop by, and then some would stop and stay for a while and give their story. So it's nice to hear everybody's rescue stories or everybody's stories about their dogs. And it's something this job, we've talked about it before, can be frustrating. But at the same time is so rewarding, so I have to balance those out, and it's nice to be able to sit out there and talk to people and really engage with the community, and they bring up some major concerns, and it's nice to be able to say, hey, look, I agree with you, I have these concerns too, and this is an event that really can bring those out and show that I'm willing to go to the extreme. Now I just need everyone's help to carry that forward. So it's really, I enjoy it. It can get a little boring at some points, but it's totally worth it in the end.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, well, and you made your goal, but I know that we're going to have to take a break here in just a few seconds.
Sure.
And you made your goal, which is most important. And we're going to talk about how you did that and maybe some more here on the Humane Society News with Corey and Tina on Talk Radio WLOH. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it